Hooked. Do you have an addictive personality? I know many people who do, but some don't realize it. I once had a boss who told me that Christians just trade one addiction for another. He preferred alcohol and another drug or two. He did not appreciate going to service the homes of Christians who barely let him through the door before asking him what church he attended. He was very put off by some well-intentioned Christian addicts. Have I become addicted to Jesus? He's pulled me out of so many impossible situations that all I can do is seek him more. I don't feel complete if I missed a course of my morning meal with him. I search out quiet places and beg for another helping. I pray that when I open my eyes, I'll see Jesus everywhere. The more I read about him, the more I want to read about him. We seem to be talking more and more. It's almost as though he's consuming my life. But Paul reminds me, the fact is, you don't belong to yourselves. You were bought at a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Addiction, physically and mentally dependent on a particular substance and unable to stop taking it without incurring adverse effects. My former boss was right. My name is Linda, and I am addicted to Jesus Christ. I am dependent on him to get it right. I cannot stop clinging to him without fear of what my life would be without him. He is my substance of choice today. He wasn't always, but now I am hooked and not looking back. That doesn't mean the road ahead of me will be smooth. In fact, we are promised troubling days. In the world, you will have tsuris, problems or difficulties. But be brave. I have conquered the world. John 16:33. My addiction will carry me through without hurting my wallet, without the fear of running dry, without guilt or shame, and with shalom, perfect peace. The more of him I share with others, the more he fills me. What is your substance of choice today? If it is anything other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, pick up the phone and dial the addictions hotline, 800-662-4357.